Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. You want to live debt-free? Listen up. Act on the Word. Get the Word in your eyes and ears. Get it in your heart where you'll have the faith to do it. So Pastor George is sharing with us on Done with Debt.
Done with Debt. I like what you said. If you want to be debt-free, you're in the right place.
That's right. That's
so,
it.
And I know so many people deal with this issue. Oh. And you and I have been talking over these last 2 weeks now about living debt-free.
It's the greatest thing that ever happened
it
to
is.
Our finances.
It
to
is.
Learn
and
how to do it.
It's part of the blessing of the Lord. We're redeemed from the curse of the law. And I am speaking to everyone right now. If you are in debt, it is the will of God for you to be debt-free. Kenneth and Gloria have proved it out. Lo, these almost 50 years ago, they made a decision, 1967, to live debt-free. And this ministry has never borrowed on anything. And then Terry and I, we had gotten into a house and we borrowed the money for it. And then I heard some things during our 30 Days of Glory that we had here in 1998, some very powerful things that Brother Copeland said, Sister Copeland said about it. And it kicked us into gear to get out of debt. And we made that decision to be debt-free. And you know what? You can do the same thing. And even the products that we have available to you that are free, they will accelerate your, you know, there's a principle to the Word of God that we've discovered, and that is that if you immerse yourself in the Word of God, there's an acceleration that will take place in healing, prosperity,
faith.
And that's what the Believers' Conventions are all about, taking those 6 days and totally immersing in the Word of God.
Yes.
You know, before a Believers' Convention starts, the one here in Fort Worth, I always go before our congregation and I say, look, we're going into that meeting and we are going to accelerate. And by the time we come back, we are going to look different. We are going to sound different. We're going to be different. It's the difference between going to church, say, once a week and then totally immersing yourself in the Word for 6 days. You get greater results. Well,
sure
the same thing with this topic. I can remember Keith Moore talking about this, and Keith Moore worked for Brother Hagin for many years, and he was over the healing school department, and he would look at videos of Brother Hagin teaching healing school, video after video after video, message after message after message. And one day, Brother Keith woke up, he said, you know what, I'm healed. He said, now, if I can do this with healing, I'll bet it would work with prosperity.
Yeah.
So he started watching prosperity. So all I'm saying is you have to fill yourself to overflowing. Get the Word in your eyes, your ears. Speak it out of your mouth. Let it overflow your heart, and from the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to speak.
That's right.
So yesterday we talked about how Terry and I came out of debt. And we talked about the 30 days of glory, where he preached the message that just turned my life around. And I want to share with you another message that he preached during that time. When it comes to living debt-free, don't allow the pressure to get on you. This scripture that we have right here, Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions or the pressures of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Gloria, when we did make the decision to become debt-free, I allowed myself to do something that I shouldn't have done, and I allowed myself to get under pressure. There's a difference between making that decision and then taking those steps of faith. But I got under pressure for a while about getting out of debt. I felt I had to deal with a little bit of shame over that. Just, you know, we shouldn't have done that. So everybody goes through that kind of thing. So I got under pressure after we borrowed.
It was condemnation.
It was condemnation. And there is now no condemnation.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with evaluating yourself in the light of faith.
That's right.
But when you evaluate yourself in the light of condemnation, Brother Copeland said to me one time, that's wrong.
Yeah.
And that's demonic. So I had to get out of that. And you know, the devil was beating me up about going into debt. And so, I mean, I wanted out of debt and I wanted now. I wanted it right now. And so I was struggling with that pressure, and it came at a time when Brother Copeland preached a message that completely addressed that issue. And what he did, Gloria, he started, let's look over to Proverbs chapter 4. He started over in Proverbs chapter 4 and in verse 7, in Proverbs 4, verse 7, and he preached this message, which, by the way, this message is one of the messages that we are making available to you in the Done With Debt package, and it's absolutely free. So this message that Brother Copeland preached that changed my life, it's available to you as well. So Gloria, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing.
That's right, in everything.
In everything. Therefore, get wisdom, and with thy getting, get understanding. So he used that scripture. I remember you preaching about this one time, and you talked about wisdom being the first in importance.
Principal thing.
Yeah. It's the principal thing. It's the most important thing that there is.
That's right.
And so Brother Copeland was relating that to us being debt-free. And so what I'd like to do, Gloria, and you can, I would love it, you can make comments on these comments that he made. Just add something to this. But these comments that I have on the notes, and the notes are available to you on kcm.org, but these were the notes that I took that night. And these were the things that Brother Copeland said that really helped me where the pressure of debt was concerned. He said, number one, he said, don't create unnecessary pressure for yourself. He said, settle this right now. Your debt cancellation plan is wrapped up in God's wisdom.
Yes, amen.
What a statement that is. And you know something, Gloria? One of the things that Kenneth has taught us over the years, and I'm sure you've heard this phrase as well. I mean, we were talking to him, Terry and I were talking the other day about something. And he said, well, kids, what you need to do, he said, wisdom is the principal thing.
Yeah,
and you know, sometimes with Kenneth, you're sitting there listening to him and you're going, I know that. I know that. I do know that. But it's always good to have a reminder.
Yes, it is.
And he was telling us, he said, kids, the wisdom of God in this situation is the principal thing. He said, what you have to do is find the key issue.
Yeah, yeah.
The key issue. What's the thing that needs to be attacked first? Now, where debt freedom was concerned, and he said this to us many years ago, he said, you need to find out the key issue to this. What's the key issue in this? And he said, you need to know that your debt cancellation plan is wrapped up in God's wisdom.
Hmm.
Now, we're telling you today that God has a plan. God has a strategic, supernatural plan for you, tailor-made for you to get out of debt.
I believe it.
Where the two of you were concerned in 1967 when you made the decision,
yeah.
As I've read from your book, you didn't charge, you didn't have a put anything on the charge account anymore.
No.
You were listening to Brother Hagin, you were activating the Word of God, and you guys were debt-free within 11 months.
Didn't buy anything on credit.
You didn't buy anything on credit. You stopped it. You completely stopped it. And that, there's a key issue in there. You can't keep borrowing.
No.
It has to stop right there.
That's right.
So,
you'll never get out if you don't quit borrowing.
You'll never.
I mean, that's not too deep. You know, if you keep digging, the hole's going to get bigger and deeper. And
now, there's a gloryism right there. Yep. If you keep digging, the hole's going to get
deeper.
So you quit borrowing.
That's right.
Brother Copeland said, he said, don't get impatient. Stay with it until you are out of debt. Isn't that a wonderful phrase?
Now, it took 11 months for us to get out, and we didn't have much income at all.
Just
barely had anything. And 11 months we were out of debt. Now you've gone through a somewhat dry season. Maybe you're not buying things.
Yeah.
You're not spending money like you'd like to.
Right.
But then at 11 months, you don't owe anybody anything. That's the way it was for us.
Sure.
And
sure.
There's such freedom in that.
It's wonderful.
Not dreading the first of the month or the 15th, whatever it is, the bills are due.
Or not having to pay that mortgage or that double mortgage? The double mortgage?
I don't know anything about that.
Well, I'll tell you what it is, because we had one.
Don't do it, huh?
Man, oh man, when we bought the house, we actually went to two banks. Two loaning.
Can you do that? Should you do that?
Yeah, no, so we did it. And so we borrowed from one bank and then we borrowed the balance of the loan from another. And I was pressing in with all of my heart. We'd have to sit there every month and write two checks for the house. Well, we did that first loan, which was the smaller one. We knocked that one out. We got that one out. Then there was the big one that was left. But what I'm saying to you is, here for years now, when I sit down to pay bills, two mortgages are not included.
Praise
in my
God.
I think about it.
Is it a blessing?
It's
every
a
time?
Blessing, Gloria. I think about it nearly every time I sit down to do our bills and think to myself that I don't have to pay for a mortgage.
Yes.
I don't have to pay that the horrendous amount of money that it takes every month.
You're not paying for your house three or four times.
Mm-mm. No, and I'm able to use that money for something else.
Yeah, that's right.
So we did that, and we did not, Brother Copeland said, don't get impatient.
Yeah, it takes
some patience. Stay with it until you are out of debt. And he said, God sees the complete picture. He said, and this was an interesting phase. You might be in a holding pattern for a reason. God may be waiting on somebody else to obey.
That's
so,
right.
You know, you just keep on walking in faith and by faith where this is concerned and not get upset about
read
it.
Read those next ones, George. That's good. Three. Read three.
Okay. The next one he said was relax by faith. When the pressure starts, press towards peace.
Isn't that good?
It's marvelous. It's marvelous. And it's sometimes with Brother Copeland, We've gone down to the house before. We've had our little family meetings together, and we'll bring the situation to you and Kenneth. And so often when we've done that, you know, you or Kenneth, I remember you saying one time, "Oh, kids, that's just such a small thing. That's a small thing to God." And we were like, "It is. It really is." And I remember Kenneth one time, he would say this to us, and I think this is one of the greatest. Kids, you just need to roll the care
yes,
over onto the
amen.
Lord.
That's
how many times
good.
Have I heard that at the kitchen table with Brother Kenneth? Yeah. George, you just need to roll the
that's
care
right.
over onto the Lord. And you sit there and go,
what care? Whatever care there
whatever
is.
Whatever care it is. And you and Kenneth said this the other day to me. He said, Gloria and I have worked for many years learning how to roll the care. And he really has.
Yes.
You have.
We have.
You have. It's become a lifestyle.
That'll help you grow old, is caring.
It will accelerate
the aging process.
Worrying. Oh, I got a revelation just now. Worrying will accelerate the aging process.
That's right.
Resting in the Lord will accelerate your days on earth.
That's right. That's right. That's
is that
good.
That's pretty good.
We might improve on the second
I think
one
we can improve. You're absolutely
that's good,
right,
George.
Lord.
Write that
well,
down.
I'll work on
write
the second
that down
one.
And send it to
there's
me.
Something. But really.
Well, here's the deal.
Okay,
if
tell
you're
me.
Worrying, there's no way you're in faith.
Okay.
Now, that's the thing. That's the bottom issue. That's the
it
main
right there.
Suction
you're right. You're
to
absolutely
the whole
right.
thing.
Yeah.
If you're worrying, you're not believing. So when you're in a
worrying,
situation
you're not believing. Okay.
And you start to worry, you know, I'm slipping here, I'm missing it. Get a DVD, get a tape, get mm-hmm. in your Bible, find mm-hmm. out the scriptures, build mm-hmm. back up, and stop it. You got it, George?
I got
stop it.
It. Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. Let me try my revelation again. Let's see if
all
this
right.
works. Okay, so worrying.
If you're worrying,
what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say this. I'm trying to say that worry will cut your life short.
Yeah, it does.
And resting in the Lord will lengthen your days.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's better. That's not. I don't think I'd put
but
that in
like
a book
it
per se.
Way.
But
I like it this way.
Okay. Give me your gloryism.
If you are worrying,
okay.
you are not believing.
Okay. That's
it's a,
good a
key that you know whether I'm doing it or whether I'm not doing it.
Okay.
If you're worrying, you're not
believing.
Believing.
Okay.
If you are believing, you got your faith going.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it.
Got it?
Now. Yeah, I got it.
All right.
So we relax by faith. When Kenneth said, when the pressure starts, press towards peace. Get in control and calm down.
That's right.
Learn to operate in low, slow.
Low, slow.
And say, I don't have to do anything. I have watched this, Gloria. I've watched this.
We've had some big deals.
Especially, we have.
Television bills.
And I've watched you and Kenneth, and I've watched Kenneth especially. You know, you'll come to the table with something, or, you know, whether it's a financial issue that we've been through here in the past, and you'll tell him about it, and he'll get real quiet. And I was with somebody one time. We went up to his office. This was when we were on Beach Street, that Beach Street office. And we went up to the top floor in his office. I brought this person who had just come on board with us. And we're sitting there. Kenneth is at his desk, and we're sitting there talking to him. And we start talking about an issue, and Kenneth gets really quiet. And this new person that's with me thinks they need to fill the space with words.
Yeah. People
and
can't stand not talking.
He gets really quiet. And this person starts talking, and finally I kicked him under the chair.
Did he get the message?
And I said, shh. And Kenneth just sat there, and he's listening. What was he doing? He went into low, slow.
Low, slow. Checking the heart.
Checking the heart. And then what he finally said was classic Kenneth Copeland. It was the answer.
And that's the
it
way you
amazing.
Should be doing in your private
That's what we should be doing.
Meditations and thoughts.
We
and
should be operating
you come up
that
against
way.
A situation you don't have an answer to, go into low, slow.
Yeah.
And begin to think about now, what is it, what does the word tell me?
Mm-hmm.
That's your deliverance.
Mm.
And that's where your faith comes in to get out of it.
Yeah.
So low, slow. Yeah. I like that.
That's low, slow.
You need to do a book on low,
that's
slow.
That's low, slow. And he's taught us how to do that. And yeah. I've practiced it before. I'll just get real quiet. It helps too. You know, sometimes Terry and I don't argue. We have healthy debates about things in our lives. We don't, I mean, we don't yell at each other and that kind of thing, but we do have...
You see things differently.
We see things differently.
Sometimes.
And, but though there are times, there are a few times when you can tell when a conversation starts to escalate.
Yeah.
You're talking a little bit louder. She's talking a little bit louder. You're talking a little bit faster. And you're talking over each other.
You're not listening. You're talking.
And the Lord has trained me. This is probably the last few years that I've done this. But I go into low, slow.
You're getting older and wiser.
I am, Gloria. And there are times when we'll be in the middle of that. And I'll just stop talking.
That's a safe thing to do.
I'll just stop talking.
That's
and what,
wisdom.
That kind of shuts it down.
Yeah.
And it's funny, too, because sometimes I'll stop talking, and she'll stop talking, and we just walk out of the room.
Well, that's good.
I'm
sure there's a proverb that fits.
We just end it right there, and we walk out of the room.
Peace.
There's peace. And it's like time out.
Yeah, yeah.
We go into low, slow. Because you can get into a place where you escalate that conversation.
I like that,
where
low,
it starts,
slow.
You start arguing with each other, and then it gets ridiculous, and then you're trying to one-up each other. And so you go into this place of low, slow, and that's what the Lord is saying to you right now. If you're in debt right now, and you've been under great pressure about this, stop it right now. Stop the pressure.
Just, I believe in low, slow, you're able to hear better.
Let's just, you're right,
and
you are.
Agitation.
And let's just take a break here, and let's just be quiet before the Lord, and He'll show you and reveal to you what the plan is.
That's wisdom.
I'm saying this now, but this is after years of making mistakes and getting upset or getting worried about things. This is after years of doing it and recognizing that worry just
does
not work.
We're supposed to get wiser as we get older.
That's right. That's right.
We don't have this gray hair for nothing. What wisdom.
It's the wisdom that's working.
That's
you know, I think I'm really beginning to sense that in my life.
Praise
that
God.
That there is wisdom at work on the inside of me.
That's it.
Well, if you go to the second page, we just have a few moments left. But Brother Copeland said, press through the wall of pressure into the wisdom of God. Stop pressing so much where getting out of debt is concerned. Press into the wisdom of God to know how to get out of debt. Isn't that good?
That is good.
Quit trying to figure it out and get God's wisdom. Now, you said this the last time we preached on this, you said this. This is your quote, "The wisdom of God is your ticket out from under the curse."
I believe that.
Now that's a good quote right there.
I like that.
And then, so we have to say before the Lord, "I receive God's wisdom to know how to get out of debt."
Amen.
I receive the wisdom of God to know how to get out of debt. And then Brother Copeland said, "When God's wisdom is known, the peace that passes understanding will take over."
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom takes the pressure off of your debt situation.
That's right. That's right.
Time deadlines don't mean anything to you. The situation begins to look easier and easier. And then he finished up his message with this three-step process to receive God's wisdom for debt freedom. This is what he gave that night. He said, number one, commit 1 to 3 days to pray about nothing else except God's wisdom concerning your debt freedom.
That's good advice.
Terry and I did that one time. We went to Arizona and we stayed at a little resort. And during the morning time, we'd go out by the pool and just relax. We'd have lunch and we'd come back and we went back to the room and we did this right here.
Praise God.
We committed 3 days to pray about nothing else except God's wisdom concerning our debt freedom. Brother Copeland said, pray in tongues over your debt freedom plan
and then
pray until you know exactly what to do.
Did it work?
It worked. Terry and I did it.
Praise
and
God.
By the time we left Arizona, we knew exactly what to do. We knew what the next steps were towards our debt freedom
to achieve.
Yeah, exactly. So the pressure will come off as the wisdom comes on.
That's right.
That's what belongs to us.
Praise God.
That's what belongs to us.
Hallelujah. Ooh, George.
Father, I pray peace. I pray peace over you right now in the name
of
Jesus.
We receive it.
If the pressure of debt is trying to choke you, just relax.
Yes, Lord.
Enter into the rest of God and just know today the Lord has wisdom and a perfect plan for your debt freedom.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen, Gloria.
Isn't that good, George?
It's good.
That blesses me.
It's good.
And praying in tongues is a way to get some wisdom, too.
That's the way to do it.
I mean, that's getting into the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
getting into the
mm-hmm.
listening to God.
Yes, ma'am.
Getting rid of the care, getting over into faith.
Yep.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.